Immigrants have shaped Dayton, Ohio recently. There are immigrants from over 100 countries who call it home, and the city declares itself immigrant-friendly. Today, we go to Grace United Methodist Church in Dayton, where, in the last few months, dozens of refugees from the Democratic Republic of Congo have been welcomed into the church and worship in Swahili. Community Voices producer George Drake Jr. spent time with the congregation.
Every Sunday, refugees from the Democratic Republic of the Congo worship and sing within the walls of Grace United Methodist Church. It started when they just showed up one Sunday this past September.
I was actually helping out during the service. I was reading some announcements or reading a psalm or a prayer or something. I don't remember, but I do remember looking out across the sanctuary and seeing three faces there I didn't recognize.
That's Aaron Hill, Grace Church's Director of Urban Engagement. After the service, he and Pastor Sherry Gale went and introduced themselves, and then the word of mouth began. Week by week, Pastor Sherry says their Congolese attendance numbers grew.
The next week, I think there were like 20 of them. Then I started to realize, oh my gosh, they really want to be here. This is serious. This is cool. And then, the next week there were 30 or 40.
By the fourth week, we basically had around 70 or 80 Congolese just arriving kind of throughout the service and sitting in the back, very quiet, and then they would leave after the service. And so we gathered together, the staff and I, and we said, wow, we need to have a conversation with these folks and see what's going on and how we can welcome them into our place of worship.
The refugees within the Congolese congregation themselves have different backgrounds. Many fled the conflicts of their own countries while trying to find opportunities elsewhere.
Some of them are Rwandan, some of them are Burundi, some of them come from other countries, but eventually they were all settled in Congo for one reason or another. And then in the Congo, of course, there's much war and conflict, so at some point they were housed in refugee camps.
The congregation's lead pastor, Emmanuel, whose full name is Lucello Lukentabonga Emmanuel, moved from refugee camp to refugee camp since 1996 until making his way to the U.S.
From Tanzania, Mozambique. I lived 12 years here in the USA, and now it's 3 years now. From my country to America, it's 20 years. I lost 20 years before I came here.
While he's no longer living with war and has a steady job, life here is still hard. Aaron told me that on top of raising four kids and his responsibilities to the congregation, Emmanuel and his wife both work at Honeywell, sewing together firefighters' uniforms in 12-hour shifts, 3 p.m. to 3 a.m., 6 days a week.
I need a job. I cannot live without a job. I work hard, and I don't have time to sleep. I sleep a few hours. That's the problem I had. I don't have time to rest.
Most of the Congolese congregation gets to church each Sunday by a bus that's on loan to Grace by the YMCA preschool housed within the church. The bus picks up each and every person at their homes. It's this sense of bending over backwards that makes some people, like a Dayton English as a Second Language teacher I told this story to, worried that the church is being taken advantage of. Pastor Sherry disagrees.
I don't have a sense that that's the case at all. I've been more concerned about whether we would be taking advantage of them because we're so excited and maybe putting them in a spotlight in a way that they don't want to be.
On signs all around the church are its motto, Grace is for everyone. Pastor Sherry says in a time when hate crimes are on the rise and refugees, regardless of where they're from, are a political issue, it's even more important to recognize differences and be more inclusive. So it's that sense of bending over backwards that Sherry prides herself and Grace for the most.
I just think it's really important that we learn to come together across all kinds of differences in our city, in our country, in our world. I'm not in the Congo. I can't be there and make peace happen there. But what I can show is right in my own backyard how we can live in peace And if everybody does that in their backyard, we'd have a different world.
For Culture Couch on WYSO, I'm George Drake Jr.
Amen. Amen.